to Luke 17, they don't know what they do. Because they're not fighting against me, they are now fighting against you, because I am your child and you're going to fight my battles. That's why you've got to learn, because you're not a match for your enemy many times. You don't have the evil heart, the sinister heart. You don't have the kind, I mean, when you think about it, you don't even have the kind of natural artillery they have to fight with. Christians don't walk around with the same kind of weaponry that the world walks around with, by whether it be internal or external. You've got a whole different mindset. You've got a whole different resource set. You are different altogether, so you cannot fight your battles like the world fights its battles. And even in the church, you've got to be careful how you handle your brother or sister in Christ. Because you, not someone else, you block your own blessings. We're closing up Black History Month. And there are, unfortunately, some people of both races, black and white, who are yet living in the shadow of stuff that we didn't have nothing to do with. And as long as we hold unforgiveness in our hearts, we miss out on the blessings and the benefit of being in fellowship and enjoying the pleasures of God in His fullness. I want to say this, that no matter what you do to me, it can't keep me out of heaven. No matter what you say about me, it can't keep me out of heaven. This is what my pastor used to say all the time. But what I do to you and what I say to you can keep me out of heaven. And some folk have become so bitter so long they've forgotten why they are bitter. They've forgotten. And it doesn't matter, because it has eaten away at their arteries and they become hardened. And they wonder why things go wrong in their lives all the way. And they wonder why they can't take life to another level. And they wonder why there is no joy in either their fellowship or in their experiences with men. It's because they are harboring unforgiveness in their hearts. Let me say this to you in closing. If I were you, I would ask God, God, let the Spirit search my heart.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Your infinite is magnified.
Oh, your mercy, I'm forgiven.